joy and a privilege and an honor to be back on the broadcast today. My name is Brother Ed Ballou, and we'll be spending a few minutes with you just talking to you about the Word of God. I saw a dear brother the other day who said he heard the broadcast, and I said, did I preach the Word? He said, no, you didn't preach the Word. I said, well, I thought I did. He said, no, you taught the Word. Well, you know, a lot of folks think that you've got to be jumping five pews and swinging from a chandelier and foaming at the mouth like a mad dog to be preaching. I get stirred up, but sometimes I just take the Word of God and just lay it out like it is. I don't ever judge preaching by volume. You know, volume for one thing, for the hard of hearing. Sometimes you have to turn up the volume for them that can't hear. So I hope the broadcast is a blessing to you, and I'm trying to preach the Word of God, and I hope you get something out of it. Open your Bibles now to the book of Genesis. We're going to have a word of prayer, and then we're going to look in Genesis chapter 6 and verse 5. Our Father, help us now to be faithful to the proclamation of the Word of God. Take thy word, dear Lord, and sink it deep in our hearts. For Jesus' sake, amen and amen. In Genesis chapter 6 and verse 5, the Bible said, and God saw that the wickedness of men was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Did you get that? He saw the wickedness of his heart was evil continually. Now, I want to talk to you about the heart. The Bible said that man looketh on the outward appearance. Man today judges your success by, well, he looks at the house you live in, the car you drive, the clothes you wear, and he arrives at a conclusion about you and I. And my dear friend, that's not the way God does it. The Bible said man looketh on the outward appearance, but God looketh on the heart. Now, so many folks think that when you're talking about the heart, you're talking about that piece of meat in your chest that pumps blood through your veins and through the organs of your body. That's not it. We're talking about the very deep, most deep recesses of a human emotion, the very depth of man. The very depth of man. That's what we're talking about. And the Bible said that when God looked upon him, God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination and of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Now, my friend, I want to ask you today, what's the matter with your heart? What's the matter with your heart? If you've never been saved by the grace of God, you have an old lost heart, lost soul. And if you die like this, you're going to go to hell just as sure as the world. If you die lost, die in your sins without the Savior, having never known him. I don't care how religious you are. I don't care what man thinks you are. It makes no difference what the banker or the congressman or the councilman may think about. It don't make no difference what they think about you. It's what God knows about you right now. And God's looking on your heart right today. And you say, well, Brother Boo, I ain't got no time for God. You got an old stony, cold, dead, sinful, wicked heart. You said, I wish you wouldn't talk to me like that. I'm trying to tell you the truth. The Bible said you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And I've already said, now man, you can fool him. And you may impress him as the greatest thing since sliced bread. But my dear friend, you don't impress God with the length of the car you drive, or your bank book, or your CDs, or your bonds. God's looking at your heart. And the Bible said the old heart's desperately wicked. The Bible said from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Now, you know that old filthy, dirty language you use. You know where it's coming from? Out of the heart. The abundance of the heart, the Bible said the mouth speaketh. And some of you right now, that old nasty, vile, wretched, dirty mouth, that's where it's coming from. It tells me you got heart trouble. It tells me you need surgery desperately. God's able to give you a new heart. God's able to give you a new heart. And he will. He'll give you a new heart, a brand new heart. My dear one, today, I can't save you. I can't clean that old heart up. And you know, you can join every church in the country. You can go join the Baptists and the Methodists and the Nazarenes, the Presbyterians. It don't make no difference. You can join them all. But unless you've had that blood transfusion from Calvary, unless your sins have been washed away. Now, you know, that's why Jesus came. He never came just to start a church and set a steeple on top of it. He came to buy a church, and he did buy a church. He purchased it with his own blood. And I'm a part of that church. I'm a part of the Bride of Christ. But, my dear friend, he came to seek and to save that which was lost. And that old heart is desperately wicked. And the Bible said, man looketh on the outward appearance. That's what man's judging you by. And I've already said, you may have impressed him. You may, boy, listen, he may tip his hat when you walk by. But I want to say this, you don't impress God with that. God's looking deep in your heart right now, and he sees what you really are. You may have your family fooled. You may be a great member of the church, and they say, my daddy or my mama or whoever the case may be. Boy, yes, sir, if anybody goes to heaven, they're going to go. But now, look at this. Look at this. You don't do God that way. God's looking at you right now, and he knows. He knows whether your name's in the Lamb Book of Life or not. He knows whether you've been saved or not. He knows whether you're right with God or not. See, you can't fool God. He knows you. He knows where you're at. And my dear friend, listen to me. Will you listen to me right now? When one day you stand before God, you'll remember that I told you that you must be born again. The Bible said in the book of Romans, chapter 10, with the heart, that's that deep recess, not that pumping muscle there. With the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. I'm telling you right now that you must be born again to go to heaven. There must be a change. I remember the psalmist said, my heart is fixed. My heart is fixed. Is your heart fixed today? Have you... You know, I talked to a lot of dear friends of mine, and you know of somebody right now that's had the open heart surgery. They go in there and they take, a blood vessel out of your leg, and they put it in that heart where that vessel is stopped up. They'll sew a artery in behind that and go bypass it. They call it bypass surgery. Well, I got news for you. God just does away with the old stinking heart. He does away with that nasty thing. He don't mess around with no arteries out of the leg. He said, I'll give you a new heart. A new heart. Oh, it'll be so tender. The Bible said we're to be tender-hearted, kind and tender-hearted. Now, if you're not saved, you don't know a thing in the world that I'm talking about. You don't have any idea whatsoever I'm talking about. But if you let God, the Bible said, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Thank God I look back now on that blessed time, on that blessed day when I bowed my old stubborn, rebellious knees in the presence of the Savior and cried out in a simple prayer, Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. Now, I hear a lot of folks say, well, I prayed and I prayed and I prayed. It took God a long time to save me. No, it didn't. No, it didn't. It didn't take God long. The minute you saw yourself an old wretched sinner, hell deserving, without God, without hope in the world, and cried out in desperation. You remember Peter when he started to walk on the water? Oh, he done pretty good there for a minute. I'll have to say this one thing. He still holds the record as far as humans are concerned for walking on water. I don't know if nobody's beat him yet. But in that moment, he took his eyes off of Jesus. Boy, I imagine old Peter must have said, boy, I'm doing pretty good out here. Look at me, walking on water. See, the minute you get your eyes off of the Lord, you're in trouble, sure enough. But he started down, and nothing else to be expected. He started down, and boy, I mean, it didn't take him long to realize he needed some help. He said, Lord, save me. Save me. He never said, decision me. He never said, now, Lord, if you'll get me out of this mess, I'll join it. No, he said, just, Lord, save me. My dear friend, that's what you need to do today. Just, Lord, save me. Save me. I can't save myself. My mama and my dad and my friends can't save me. I'm trusting you to save me. I'm in trouble, and I need help. And so man's heart's in bad shape. Man's heart. Oh, I see men, and I see women. They talk, oh, their old mouth is so dirty, so dirty. And they think that's something. I hear men that can't talk. They can't talk without some curse word being injected into their sentence. They've got to spice it up a little bit. And somehow they think that's they think that proves they're tough and they're, boy, they've really got the ability to tell somebody, you know what it proves? It means you're stupid. You heard me, didn't you? I said that means you're stupid. If you don't have enough English to know how to talk without a curse word, you're dumb as a box of rocks. Amen? And, you know, you say you can't talk to me like that. Well, yeah, I am. I'm not doing it to be smart. I'm not. I'm just saying that, my dear friend, a man that, or a woman that'll just go around and just talk ugly and nasty and think that's something. No, that's not something. That just shows that there, you just need something in your heart that'll change that stuff. You need something in your heart that'll take care of your language and take care of your thinking and take care of your walk and your talk and it'll take care of your deeds and your actions. And I'm talking about Jesus. That's the only thing that can help you. It's the only thing that ever helped me. And that's the only thing that'll ever help you is the Lord Jesus Christ. And He can do it today. It doesn't, you don't have to send off to some catalog company and, listen, He's able to do it right now, right there where you're at, driving along in that car. And you say, Brother Boo, that you're telling me that I need somebody that I know I need. I need Jesus. You're sure right. And you can just pull over by the side of the road right there. Right there is a good spot you can pull over. And you can just right now cut the motor off and bow your head over the steering wheel and say, Lord, I want to be saved. I want you to come into my heart. I'm a sinner. I'm lost without God, without hope in the world. And I want you to forgive all my sins and save me and wash me clean in the blood of the Lamb. And I want to be your child, the Bible said, for as many as did receive Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God. And right now, with your head bowed there over the steering wheel, or maybe you're there in the sick bed. Maybe you're right there right now, just got a few days to live. You can be saved. You can be saved right now. You can ask Jesus to come into your heart and forgive your sins, and He'll do it. And you know, you'll have a new heart then. You'll have a brand new, and the next person that comes into your room or the next person you see say, guess what? I just had a heart transplant. Amen. Well, this old Brother Blue saying, it's been a real joy to talk to you. Tune in the next time. May the Lord bless you, dear friend.